It's a beautiful day, and there's a beautiful way to be hearing God's word, to see what he has to say. So let's sit in the sun and start having some fun.
Wow, Morton, that sounds great.
Thanks.
With the gang from Cottonwood Trails today.
All right, here we go now.
Cottonwood Trails.
I like that.
Tales from Cottonwood Trails.
Tales, come spend some time with some good friends of mine.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
The gang from Cottonwood Trails.
The Cold Conflict, Part 2. Last time in Cottonwood Trails, Rob and the animals woke up to fresh snow.
Isn't this great, guys? I've never seen so much snowfall in one night. I thought it might be fun to spend some time in the snow.
Things changed when Scud and his gang showed up.
What are you bozos talking about over there? The fact that you can't stand up to us?
Huh? Oh no! It's Scud and his crew! Sasha, Reg, and Tag!
Scud proposed a game of capture the flag. And if Rob and his crew won, the bullies would leave for the winter. But if Scud's side won, they would have the first choice for food throughout the whole season.
I just came over here looking to see if you guys would want to play a little game in the snow.
We accept!
Scud had a big ace up his sleeve. A big bear-shaped ace.
Oh, Belinda!
Oh no! It's Belinda the bear!
Who's Belinda the bear?
She's really strong.
Morton was having trouble figuring out what he could do for the team.
Don't say that, Morton. I know there's something that you're good at.
What?
Well, I'm not exactly sure yet, but I know you are a valued member of our team because of 1 Corinthians 12.
With everyone distracted, Scud's teammates were able to sneak by and find the flag.
Right there, running with something. I can't really tell what it,
It's our flag!
Oh no! Hurry! We need to make some snowballs quick!
I think they might be just out of range.
We got it!
Yeah, we're gonna win!
They're almost back to their side!
It's all over!
What will happen next? Find out in part 2 of Cottonwood Trails, The Cold Conflict.
What are we gonna do?
This can't be the end!
Wait, what's that jumping out of that tree?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Wait. No, planes are metal and birds have feathers. That looks kind of like a squirrel. Which one of us is a squirrel again, Frank?
I'm a bear.
It looks like Oz.
Oh, that's it.
Wow, look at him go. He must have been hiding up there since the beginning of the game.
I wondered where he went.
Looks like he's throwing snowballs at those two sneaky ragtag boys.
Ouch! We hit! Better head back!
And he just hit both of them. Come on, let's get closer.
Gotcha! Woohoo! You boys get back to your side and... stay there for a while!
Way to go, Oz! You just saved the day!
Which one did he save? Monday or Tuesday?
I just mean that he stopped the other team from winning the game.
Thanks! That was a close one!
Looks like they're coming back, though.
And in full force!
You may have stopped us momentarily, but now we've got you on the ropes. I wonder if you'll be able to take a head-on assault from Belinda.
Oh, no!
Belinda, attack!
Okay.
Whoa! Look out, guys! Get behind this tree!
Yikes! Those snowballs are really flying!
Yeah! Kind of like bats!
How are snowballs like bats?
Because they're circular and white and flying through the air!
Bats aren't circular.
What? What am I thinking of?
No idea!
You know, bats! Those things that are round and cold and white?
Now cold, too.
Morton, are you talking about a snowball?
Yeah, that's the one! Snowballs!
So the snowballs flying through the air remind you of snowballs flying through the air?
Yeah, exactly.
There is something wrong with you, boy.
Guys, the other team is getting closer, look!
Yeah, you're right!
It's only a matter of time before they reach the flag. What should we do?
It's time to bring all our skills together as a team. We have Oz with his sneaking skills and Frank's defensive capabilities with Matilda's good arm and my planning skills.
But, Rob, even if we use our combined abilities, how are we going to withstand Belinda's deadly attacks?
That's the part I haven't quite figured out yet, Oz.
We're done for! Oh, the horror! How will we ever get back to normal life?
Quiet, Morton. I just need to think.
I never even got to go skydiving over New Zealand!
What? Is that something that Wait, stop. You're distracting me again.
Actually, I never did it over Old Zealand either.
Will you? That's it! Morton, you just made me realize what skill you bring to the team.
What? A lack of geographical knowledge?
No! You are a great distraction.
I am? Woohoo! I always knew I'd find my calling.
Okay, Morton. The game depends on you. Do you think you'd be able to keep Belinda's attention on you?
I don't know. What do I have to do?
Just be you. You're a funny, goofy badger, and it's hard not to pay attention to you when you're around. Maybe tell some jokes. Do you know any?
Are you kidding me? I've got so many jokes the kids used to say I was one.
I don't think that's what they meant.
I'll get out there with my best material. You can count on me, Rob.
Great. Then when I say go, you run that way with Frank so that he can help defend you. Matilda and I will stay close by to try and help, and Oz...
I know what I have to do, Rob!
Excellent. Okay, guys. Remember that we've all been uniquely made by God, and each of us has God-given talents and abilities to help us win the day. The key is working together and realizing that we need each other to really be successful.
Just like the body parts in the Bible, right?
That's right, Oz. And later on in that same passage of the Bible, it says that when all of the parts of the body respect and care for each other, it makes for harmony among the members. Work together, use your abilities, get out there and win this thing. You guys ready?
Yeah!
I guess so.
Okay, go!
Let's go, Frank! I gotta be distracting!
I'm coming.
Showtime! La la la! Here I am! It's me, your favorite badger!
Hey, look! It's the Goofy Badger! Get him!
Okie dokie!
Ouch.
Ooh, thanks for the block, buddy. That looks like it's gonna leave a mark.
Just keep doing your thing.
Oh yeah, but Frank, would you be able to help with my jokes?
Fine. Ow, just hurry up, would ya?
Hey, Frank, why do birds fly south in the fall?
I don't know. Why?
Because it's too far to walk.
Oh, brother.
Another.
Hey, Frank, do you know what the leopard said after finishing a delicious meal?
No, I do not.
He said, that sure hit the spot. Oh, man. Oh, that's good.
Will you quit laughing and throw snowballs at this clown?
Hey, speaking of clowns, I'm thinking of starting a clown shoe business, but I'm having some trouble.
Really? What kind of trouble?
Well, I really want to get the business going, but it's no small feat.
Clowns have big feet.
Oh, man, no small feet.
Ugh.
You think that's good? Check out my dance moves. Hey, Frank, give me a beat.
Huh?
I can't dance without music.
Try.
Come on, Frank, hurry.
All right.
Ooh, nice one. Okay, I've got the perfect dance for that.
Ugh, what is he doing?
Maybe it's a badger thing. Yeah, badgers are weird.
Will you knock it off? Belinda, get him.
He's funny.
How am I doing, Frank?
You're certainly distracting them.
Whoa, I forgot I can't do the splits.
Listen, badger. Your distractions won't work forever. Rag, Tag, sneak around and find their flag again.
Hey, you got it, Scud. No problem. This should be easy.
Even easier than last time.
Hey, where do you think you boys are going?
Yikes.
Double yikes.
Take this.
Oof.
And this.
Ugh.
You boys better run if you know what's best for you. And you can leave our flag here, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, will do.
Hey, what are you two doing back here? And where's their flag?
And the porcupine goddess.
Yeah, she was tough.
Sasha, get in there.
Where am I supposed to go? I'll get hit.
Well, then we'll just have to power our way through, won't we? If Belinda's distracted, then we'll make do without her. We can still out-muscle them.
You're right, Scud. You probably could, but... it wouldn't matter.
How so?
Well, it would be too late.
Too late? What are you talking about, Ranger? Too late for what? Your nap time?
No, too late for you, because I believe by the time you get through us and into our territory to find our flag, Oz will already be back here with yours. Isn't that right, Oz?
What?
That's right, Rob!
No way!
Hurry! Hit him! Hit him!
I'm trying. He's too quick.
Too late! Woohoo!
No!
I believe that means we have won the game.
Fine. But this is not the last you've seen of us.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Sure will.
Yep.
Come on, gang. Let's get out of here. What are you laughing at, Belinda?
Leopards have spots. It hit the spot. That badger is funny.
I cannot believe you let him distract us.
We should have had him.
Well done, guys. We won because everybody was able to bring something special to the team.
Morton, where did you learn all those jokes?
And those dance moves.
Well, that all started a long time ago when I was living in a different forest with a group of guys who were dedicated to stopping the evil sheriff who'd been cheating the poor people out of their money. With my expert bow and arrow skills, combined with my natural leadership abilities, I was able to stop the sheriff and save the people.
Isn't that the storyline of Robin Hood?
And it didn't have anything to do with telling jokes!
Or dancing.
I must be getting mixed up. I guess the jokes and dancing are just stored up here.
In your brain?
Yep. I got all kinds of useful information up there. Jokes, dance moves, flavors of ice cream, the names of the seven dwarves, and even how to breathe underwater.
What? You can breathe underwater?
No, I said I know how to. That's different than actually doing it. I know how to fly, too. If only I had wings.
Well, I gotta say, your jokes aren't very funny.
Belinda didn't seem to think so. It's a good thing, too, because I don't know what we would have done if you hadn't been able to distract her.
I'm glad someone had a good sense of humor, at least.
You got any knock-knock jokes? Now those are funny.
Oh, sure, I got a whole bunch. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Morton.
Morton who?
Morton the Badger. We've known each other for ages, Matilda. You should know my name by now.
You were supposed to be telling a joke.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Morton the Badger.
Morton?
Sorry, I did it again. Okay, knock, knock.
I ain't answering this time.
Come on, Matilda, I won't mess it up this time.
If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can catch new episodes as soon as they're released. And while you're at it, rate or review it so others can discover it too. This has been a donor-funded production by Square One World Media, created and written by Jordan Evans. Directed by Stu Hunnable. Sound design is by Eric Borman. Sound engineering and editing by Eli Melsness. The production manager is Grant Heppner. Starring in this episode were Jordan Evans, Karen Reimer, Jason Stoffman, Lee Pauls, and Eric Borman.